So much for free expression, beheaded teacher interrogated by police over Muhammad images days before attack. By Jack Montgomery on October 23, 2020. French teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded by a radical Islamic terrorist for showing images of the Islamic prophet during a lesson on freedom of expression, is being honored by the French state, but just days prior to his brutal assassination he was interrogated by the police over those same images. France has, at the governmental and institutional level, come out strongly for Mr. Paty, a father of one in his 40s, as a martyr to France's traditional values of liberty and secularism. So the fact he was hauled before investigators for the act of blasphemy which led to his death is something of a blow to the official narrative. One of the parents of a student at the Bois d'Aulne College in Conflans-Saint-Honorin, Yveline, near Paris, had filed a complaint with the authorities that Paty's actions amounted to the dissemination of pornographic images, according to France Info. Explaining what had happened in class during his interrogation, Paty told investigators that he had suggested that my students look away for a few seconds if they thought they might be shocked for one reason or another. At no time did I tell the students, Muslims, you can go out because you are going to be shocked. And I did not ask only the students who were of the Muslim faith, he insisted. My goal when I asked them to look away was that they didn't feel offended. 4 days later, Paty was publicly beheaded by Chechen migrant Abdullah Khanzorov, who came to France as a refugee, after a pair of teenagers from the school waited with Khanzorov for 2 hours and pointed him out in exchange for a few hundred euros. Those two teenagers, along with a father accused by the authorities of effectively launching a fatwa against the teacher in an online diatribe which was shared on social media by a mosque, are now set to face charges in connection with Paty's murder, along with several others. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.